Like I said, conditions played a huge, huge part in today's game. I don't really think the Cleveland Browns are a good team at all. I think the conditions kind of saved them today.
George Pickens, man.
Who again was fighting corners last night down the field a couple times.
I just respect it. I don't think the Cleveland Browns were a very good team at all. The weather kind of saved them. Love that. Honesty. George Pickens. Gets you in trouble, though. Good morning, Football Friday. Jeremy and Joe, we were back in a snap. Brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills. That's how fast we were back.
I think he's more one of the more fun receivers in the league right now.
I agree.
He is a crazy person. He's always doing weird stuff, fighting guys down the field. He only catches circus catches.
Yep.
And he is a guy that's willing to do that. Just be like, oh, yeah, that team we just played, yeah, they're terrible.
He is the next receiver that Pittsburgh will sign to a big contract, love, and then push out of town for his attitude.
Oh,
which is
totally,
what they love to do.
Totally right. 100%. Him and Tomlin all beef about...
Oh.
What was Claypool? Yeah, music at practice.
It'll be music at
practice.
That
was Claypool, right?
It'll be TikTok. It'll be
something. Right?
That was Juju
was TikTok. Juju was TikTok. Claypool was music.
Wasn't Le'Veon
Antonio
Bell.
Antonio Brown was...
Facebooking live from the locker room.
Yep, that's right.
Or something. The Steelers just love to fight their own receivers.
Yeah.
So, anyway, good morning. It's Football Friday.
But for now, he's pretty good.
Yeah. He is pretty good.
Is he a Coleman comp?
No.
I heard Sam Monson say that again this week about like how Pickens is just... Maybe there's elements of Pickens where he is never open. He's just never, ever, ever open. And it just doesn't... It doesn't matter to him. He'll get his yards. He'll get his catches. He'll get his touchdowns anyway.
Well, let me pull up... Sure.
There was a zone versus man thing about them, I think, before Coleman got going, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That like Pickens was really good against man and Coleman was the opposite. So that was the biggest difference maybe between the two?
The difference might only be that Pickens, I mean, he's not never open against man. He does not have a great like separation,
yeah.
But he beats press coverage. And
yeah, like he'll get off the line of scrimmage.
Yes.
You're not going to just jam him at the line.
Yes.
Okay, right. And that's where Coleman was thought to have maybe been in the biggest trouble.
Right. Matt Harmon, Reception Perception, had thought Pickens' best role is an X receiver.
Yeah.
And he thinks Coleman should not play X receiver. Harmon did just do all of his like rookie write-ups, and the write-up on Coleman was a we'll see. This player has done exactly what we thought, which is he does not get open against man, but he makes plays. He wins bully ball style, which, you know, as long as that's one of the guys on your team, then you're good to go. You can't have that probably be your number one. And I don't really think there's – granted, it's early in his career to try and do this for Keon Coleman, but I don't have any – shouldn't say I don't have any, but I don't have a whole lot of space for is this player going to grow into a number one? I don't think so. I think he'll be a really good number two for a while. Like, he'll give you the big plays that – Gabe maybe didn't, and Davis was always a little bit disappointing.
Yep.
And I shouldn't say that. I mean, Gabe had a good career here, a fourth round pick, but Coleman is a different version of that. One thing I wanted to get to, what was it? I had something else for you there about this game and about Pickens and the Steelers and the Browns. I don't remember what it was. Anyway, good morning. Football Friday brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash, call Salino, and by Crosby's Pizza and Sub. Start your game day the Crosby's way. You can give us a call if you want, 803-0550. Last night's game, a snow game. So are the Bills better suited to win a game like that than years past? Wouldn't you lay it out this way? If you wanted to make the case they were, it's two very simple things. One, they are more comfortable / committed to running it,
yep,
which doesn't necessarily have to be all of the answer or even enough of it. And the other part is that the passing game throws it shorter. So it seems like if you want this, I don't know if this bears out in the science of it, Joe, or not, but if you want to be a team that can throw it in the snow, you want a guy that can get open and make guys miss. Like Shakir in a game like that, I feel like would have 11 catches.
Yeah. Right. And maybe Coleman short too, because he's been Coleman and Samuel too. I think you're now starting to see everybody get in on that a little bit, the yards after catch plays, but Shakir's obviously number one for that. Aren't they more built for it because this is their best combination of lines that they've ever had? Offensive and defensive lines? Offensive line, maybe that's undoubtedly true.
Yes, defensive line, I think people might still wonder about that.
Whether it's better than they've ever had before?
Yeah.
Because I saw there was another stat on that Prime Vision cast yesterday, that TJ Watt is the number one defensive end in the league by EPA against runs, and that Greg Rousseau is number two. He's the second best defensive end in the sport when the other team is calling a run play. So Rousseau kind of emerging here, I think, as a more complete player that is also playing more snaps at that position. You know, you could argue that one. The offensive line, though, being as good as it's been, that plus the Shakir point about the yak plays and their short passing game and how they don't have to go down the field as much, doesn't it feel like in the past, whenever they've had snow games or whenever they've had crazy wind games, that it felt like Allen had to run the ball a lot. It was the only really option they had, because when they would try to run it, it wouldn't work. And now I feel like you've got a short passing game. You've got a line that allows you to run it a little bit better in that situation. I feel like the answer to that is probably yes, that they are better suited to play a game like that. Think of how they played Miami earlier in the season, where Allen didn't really have to do anything. They just got off a couple of big runs. That game's a little different defensively, because that was just picks.
Yep.
But I think offensively, they're capable of winning a game now. Once in a while, not on a consistent basis, but once in a while, if you need a game where Allen's not involved as much throwing the ball, I think the Bills are built to win that more than they ever have.
How much of being built for a game in weather like that last night is perception? Because wouldn't anybody say Baltimore is built for that?
Yes.
Like Baltimore can play in that, because they're gonna hand it to Derrick Henry.
Well, because for in their entire history, they've been built for that game, I think.
Sure.
Right?
Maybe. Who else?
Right now, they've Derrick Henry. But defensively, I don't know if they're built for that game, actually.
I don't know. Are the Chargers? The answer to that is yes.
Mm-hmm.
The Chargers are, I think, definitely built for that. They play great defense. They run the ball a lot with Dobbins and Gus Edwards.
Uh-huh.
But because they're from Los Angeles, they probably would never get credit for being good enough to play in a game like that.
Just Harbaugh's persona, though, might help that along a little bit, right?
It is funny.
Harbaugh football is built for that.
They put it on the screen last night that Jameis had never won a game where it was 40 degrees or lower.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And on pregame, you know, he comes out on the field, and he's interviewed by whoever the woman is that's on the sideline for Amazon. I forget who it is. I'm sorry. About this performance. Hey, Jameis, what about the weather today? And he's talking about how excited he is to play in it. He never played in a game like that before. How did he play? Fine. He played like himself. Normal.
Yeah, he leapt over somebody to score a rushing touchdown, right?
Let me tell you, it might have been one of the plays of the year.
Did he try to go backwards, too? Or he kind of flipped once he was in the air
a
little bit?
Like a Saquon juke?
Maybe he was like rolling once he was in the air. I don't know what he tried to do.
It was incredible. Yeah. I was rooting hard for the Browns. And sure, Bills fans might point out that, you know, keeping that division where it is and maybe Baltimore winning it is better. But I can't get around to anything other than rooting against the Steelers at all times. I just live there.
Uh-huh.
I don't have that many teams that I really feel that way about. The Chiefs, of course. And then after that, it's the Steelers. Just love to watch them lose. It's my favorite thing.
Yeah.
They're complaining that they got screwed by the schedule makers to play off a short week after Baltimore. Like, oh, playing Baltimore and then playing on a short week is getting screwed by the schedule makers, because Baltimore's like a physical opponent and it's not fair to play on a Thursday. Never mind that every team in the NFL does that.
Right. That by the way, I wonder if there... I heard... This is another point I heard Monson make the other day. This was Amina Kimes' point. That there's a little bit of a misperception on the Chargers right now, because they began the year running the ball so much that they are this Harbaugh team that wants to pound the ground. They want to run the ball down your throats. And since week six, here the neutral pass rate, since week six, they are number two in the league in pass rate. And it's by a ton. It's like them and the Bengals, then a massive gap, and then everybody else. So in the last month, the Chargers are deciding, like, we're going to throw the ball.
It's also put them on a winning streak.
I don't know that they can't go back to what they were doing, though, right? Like, and that might be the point. That who do you trust? Okay, the Bills are playing a home snow game, and they're playing the Chargers. You might very easily believe, oh, the Chargers can click back into the mode they were playing in beginning of the year. And just run it 30 times with Dobbins and Gus Edwards.
The last time the Bills played a snow game, they beat a dome team because the guy missed a kick. The Colts snow game, big snow game where they beat Indy in overtime on a LeSean McCoy touchdown.
That can't be the last snow game, is it?
Well, I'm talking like real conditions. Hey, the
snowball game.
Yeah. Well, the snowball game is Miami.
But that didn't affect the game.
The snowball game is Miami.
Oh, but it didn't. Oh, you're saying it.
And that's one that they beat a South Florida team on a late field goal.
Okay, the Chargers or the Colts game in a second. There is an Atlanta game somewhere down the road Allen was terrible and it was snowing. And one maybe affected it.
That's the one where Matt Ryan slid into the end zone and spiked the ball and got called for celebration. And the touchdown got called back.
It wasn't a touchdown and they went back to like the 17-yard line.
Yep. All this is to point out, as we remember all the snow games, that it's a net positive that there will not be a roof on the new stadium. These memories are clearer because of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, right. You would never remember that Atlanta game for a second if it wasn't because of that snow.
A lot of games would just be the same.
The Colt game is legendary because of that.
Yep.
Yeah. And the crowd should be covered more than it was before, which covered, I think will help a little
bit. The concourse will be nice, but on the field in the new stadium, a game like last night played in Cleveland, there will be snow, and it'll look good, and it'll be memorable.
And the league, doesn't the league also probably not want the North teams playing in domes?
No, they definitely want snow. The broadcast...
Maybe that's a good point as to why none of the teams in the Northeast play in domes.
Yeah,
right? None of the AFC North plays in domes. The Bills, Jets, and Patriots don't play in domes.
NFC... East does not.
The only team up north in the NFC that does, I think, is Detroit.
Detroit and Minnesota also.
But okay, there's a couple in the NFC, and everybody else plays outdoors.
Yep.
And the dome teams are all in the south.
Yeah.
Funny how that works.
803-0550, our number. We'll get a break in. 1-888-550-2550. Some reports of a flex that I did not know you could flex coming up. A Thursday night football flex is being reported. Not fully confirmed, but some reports about one coming up. We'll give you the update on that coming up in a moment here on WGR on Football Friday.